This reflection is based on the psalm for January 19th, 2023. It is Psalm 40, verses 7 to 8a, 8b to 9, 10 and 17. And it is titled, Who Are You? My pastor likes to quiz the congregation during the homily. He likes audience participation, and he does a good job at it. This Sunday, he told a story about an older nun and two brand new sisters. Every morning, the old sister asked them, Who are you? The new sisters were a little confused. They answered with their names to start, but every morning, the old nun asked them, Who are you? Eventually, the sisters realized they would have to dig deeper to answer this question. Then Father asked our congregation the same question, Who are you? A flurry of answers was called out. They could have all been true, or they could have all fallen short. But the truth of who we are to others, and then who we are to ourselves, is relative and can change. We hope it does change over time. We want to be more than we are right now, don't we? The church teaches that we are called to be priests and prophets and saints. Are any of those what you would have answered to that question? To be a prophet, we must answer God's call. How many times have I not heard the call or been too self-absorbed to hear it? Last Sunday, the response to the psalm was, Here am I, Lord. I come to do your will. It is the same for today, January 19th, 2023. This always makes me think about the prophet Samuel, who was dedicated to God even before his birth and given to the temple at Shiloh as a child to learn to be a priest. But when still very young, he had an encounter with God, which pointed him toward the call of a prophet. God called him three times in his sleep, and when he went to the priest Eli saying, Here I am, you called me. Eli said he had not called Samuel. Eli recognized that Samuel was being called by God and told him to go back to bed, and if he was called again to say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Listening for God's voice is hard in today's world. We are almost always bombarded by sounds. TV, computer, games that talk to us, children, family members, car radios, engines, planes overhead, sirens. I can even hear a train whistle miles away. Some days I am interrupted constantly and can't maintain a train of thought. It's hard to disconnect from a busy mind and concentrate. Searching for silence reminds me of the prophet Elijah, who was a mighty warrior for God and being hunted by idol worshippers. He was trying to hide, and an angel directed him to go to Mount Horeb for an audience with God. When Elijah arrives on the mountaintop, he looks everywhere for God and can't find him. He finds a roaring fire, whipping winds, torrential rain, and then he takes shelter in a cave. Elijah heard a light, silent sound and a whisper of wind and recognized God's voice. How many times have I sought out the Lord and couldn't or didn't hear his voice answering me? It takes an effort of our wills to tune out of the noises of the world and to tune into the light, silent sounds of God. When I do hear him, I hope I can say, "Here am I, Lord, your servant is listening." Your servant in Christ, Kate Sanderson.